Ryan Eisbach joins us. He's the head coach for the Nottoway Valley girls basketball team. As they have won six straight and are 15-4 on the season, heading into a pretty big matchup here on Tuesday night with Mount Air. First time you beat them by about 15, 16 points. You got off to a quick start. What are going to be some of the keys this time around?
Hey, Bennett, good to be with you. Keys against Mount Air are always, doesn't matter the team, doesn't matter the season. We're always going to get their best. They're well coached and they fight like heck. So we're going to have to match that intensity or be greater than that. We're going to have to take care of the ball. We're going to have to hit shots. We're going to have to box out. They're very good at doing those little things, and we'll have to do all those little things better than they do.
You guys are coming off a really impressive win over Earlham on Saturday. They're ranked 15th in 1A, and you beat them 60-41. Had a big second quarter there to gain some breathing room. What stood out to you about that win?
I think the thing that stood out the most was our kids were really like laser focused. Dealt with some really bad foul trouble starting in the second quarter, bled all the way into the fourth quarter. Our kids really did a good job of just staying focused and not letting the little things bother them. And I thought our intensity was great offensively and defensively. We took care of the ball, and we had some turnovers here and there, but I kind of felt like the kids got everything they needed and wanted. And it was a really fun, dominant win for us.
Now you've been out without one of your key cogs the last few games, with Annika Nelson, but, some other players have stepped up and some roles have changed. Who have maybe picked up a little bit of the slack here recently?
Yeah, Nellie's been out with an ankle. Maddie Weston's been starting in her place, and Maddie's a sophomore. She does a good job with running the floor, and she's, I think, gaining her confidence. You know, each game, each possession. Liv Locker's coming off the bench, hit some big shots for us. Liv's one of those kids that always gives you everything she has on defense, and she's a great teammate. All of our kids are great teammates, but they've kind of taken advantage of, you know, getting some more opportunities, and it's been kind of fun to watch them grow. And I think overall, I mean, Annika's obviously not on the floor, but she's done a really good job of being a motivator from the bench, and that's something we're trying to constantly strive for is keep that energy up at all times, and so far, or I guess these last six wins, the girls have done a good job with that.
Right now, you guys sit in the driver's seat in the Pride of Iowa Conference race, not all signed, sealed, delivered just yet, but is that something you guys talk about much openly as a team, is that goal of trying to be Pride of Iowa Conference champs?
It is. I mean, that's our first goal every season is the Pride of Iowa, and you know, getting that win earlier this season against Martinsdale was big, crucial, I guess, if you want to call it that way. If you want a chance to win the conference, and obviously beating Mount Air the first time we saw him was big. But yeah, we have Mount Air tonight, and then we've got Lenox on Friday, and we're gonna have to, you know, just finish strong, and what'll happen will happen. But it's definitely a goal we talk about regularly. Yeah.
Coach, great to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you Tuesday night. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. Always good to be with the Golden Voice of Southwest Iowa.
Brian Eisbach, head coach for the Nottoway Valley Girls. We'll be back with the starting lineups after these.